Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Today's theme is sunshine and strength. We've seen over and over during the seasons the strength of our hospitality industry, strong in responding to natural tragedies, whether they're oil spills, pandemics, or hurricanes. But we also want to talk about the sunshine. So we've got a few questions for you. Our time is going to go quick. But let's start with the quick and easy. Just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what your role in tourism is in our community.
Well, Brian Loack, visit St. Pete Clearwater, and born and raised here in Pinellas County, spent my whole life out here on the beaches, and for the last 2 years of my life, I've had the opportunity to work with the exceptional team of tourism professionals at Visit St. Pete Clearwater, as well as the best partners in the world, those of you in this room, and we work every day to market you all and the entire destination, both domestically and abroad, and we're just getting started.
Wow. How do you follow a beach guy? Do my best. Santiago Ferrado, I'm the president and CEO of Visit Tampa Bay. I've been with Visit Tampa Bay over on the Hillsborough County side for 12 years this week, running the organization. And of course, we've seen some very, very bright days. Before that, I've worked for three mayors in the state of Florida. And I can tell you, I wish I'd been doing this my entire career, because when you see businesses doing well and you're impacting the quality of life for people who live in your community, it's really, really gratifying. So thank you.
Hi everybody, my name is Alex Heider. I'm the Director of Air Service Development at Tampa International Airport. I've been at TPA at the 4 years this summer. So my job, air service development, it's fairly self-descriptive. It's bringing more airlines, more flights, more new destinations, more visitors to our region. My team spends all of our time working with airlines, telling Tampa Bay story, and improving further growth here in the region as well. We also work very closely with our destination marketing partners as well. Santiago and Brian are outstanding partners. We're totally aligned on the route ahead and working together to bring those airlines. So thank you.
Well, that was pretty easy. Thanks, Alex. Jeff Foss, Director of Air Service Development Marketing for St. Pete Clearwater International Airport, the other airport. Pretty much do exactly what Alex has shared. I've been at the airport for 25 years. 10 years before that, I worked for the airlines. So again, we work closely with the DMOs, as Alex said, and both in marketing, but then when we approach the airlines, we pitch to them new routes that we think would be successful, of course, into the destination. But then on the flip side, there's also a lot of data and work that goes into this. If it was really easy as just sitting down and speaking with them and saying, hey, fly into us, we've got great beaches, great restaurants, they wouldn't need me in my job. So anyhow, we built that for 65 nonstop destinations. It's been really successful so far. Thank you.
And Jeff and Alex, if there's some, you know, bombshell news you want to drop today about a new destination? No? All right. So I'm going to ask this next question in two parts, because we have folks here who are working in the trenches of tourism and hospitality every day, and we like to have the perspective that you all have from that 30,000 foot view. So the folks in this room, tell them something that you see out there that they should be worried about and something that they should be excited about coming down the road in tourism.
I'll start off. Obviously, the biggest word of the day is tariffs. You know, I wake up every day and I want to find out what's going on with tariffs, because it kind of sets the tone. I think that's impacted not only the airline industry, but certainly hospitality industry and everybody in this room. But on the flip side, we've had a real positive start to 25. We were up 3% in February, up 16% in March, up 7% really basically over 24 in general. Don't have April figures in yet, but I've got 28% up in landing. So you're hearing a lot of negative news, and certainly the tariffs are impacting all of that. We haven't seen it so far. You are hearing the airlines talking about reducing capacity, reducing routes. The airline industry, I would say, is in a precarious position a bit, because there could be some consolidations and mergers by the end of the year. Obviously, less airlines mean less choice for passengers. Mean that air fares could potentially go higher. But so far, we're not seeing that. We don't have, I think Alex would agree, we're not privy to knowing exactly what the airlines see long range, because they don't necessarily share that with us. We're just hearing what they're saying. But on a positive note, Allegiant, of course our biggest airline, put in high double-digit increases for us in terms of growth, even before all of this tariff stuff started to be talked about. So now you're hearing again the cutback. So if there's a cutback between, let's say, 4% and 9%, I'm not that concerned, only because we saw a front load of about 20% in increases. So even if there is this pullback, and there is going to be the pullback if you believe in what the airline said, I think we're still going to end up being positive, in which I've already shared with you, we've seen a pretty good year so far. So that's the silver lining, so to speak, for us.
Charlie mentioned the trenches and you all being in the trenches. So if you're the offensive lineman making all this happen, I consider us as a DMO as the offensive coordinator. And so we really want to look and see, how do we beat the defense? Who's the defense? It's the competition. It's all the other competition out there around the world that's looking to steal our visitors and looking to really build their destination into what we have here. And this is something that I've been turned on to since in the last few years coming over here, is I travel the world and I see the competition, and it's new destinations that you and I may have never heard of. And they are trying to create their entire economy on tourism, and they're investing billions and billions of dollars in that. And so we can't rest on our laurels. We got to continue to really go to our playbook, and that's the amazing properties we have here. It's the Michelin guide restaurants that we have in the Tampa Bay area. It's the phenomenal museums, and it's all the great events that we have here. And we got to make sure that as a DMO, we're staying innovative and ahead of that competition to maintain our visitors and make sure that they don't go, the competition doesn't take the ball away.
Well said, Brian, and before I answer that question, I just want to thank Charlie for everything Charlie has done as an elected official, and here as of late, filling some big shoes that Robin left behind, defending the industry. And I think what keeps me up at night are the vulnerabilities our industry has for things we can't control. When you think of Mother Nature, or you think of economic depression or recession, or even if we go back to the pandemic or 9/11, those things are what worry me. But I also know we're very resilient. And I also know that as a region, you know, Brian mentioned some great assets we have. Collectively, we have all the assets. When you think about art, culture, history, beaches, the weather, great hotel properties, now Michelin recognized restaurants, we have it all. Collectively, the Bay Area is a powerhouse, and I think everyone has figured that out. That's why we see how stiff the competition is. But we have some headwinds, right? We talked about tariffs, and it always seems like the Bay Area is in this bubble, this immune bubble, and we have to be very vigilant as to what gets through that bubble. We've all come back from tough things, oil spills, and obviously hurricanes, and we always come out on the other side stronger than when we went in. So again, collaboration, I think, is incredibly important. You know, our airline, airport gentlemen have said, we go in as a team to bring in an Aeromexico. We go in as a team to bring Avianca, or Copa, or Edelweiss, or Discover. And that's happened really over a very short period of time. When you think about the international airlift that we have developed over a dozen years, it's been phenomenal. We are touching many, many parts of the world that now we can market to and bring people here. So again, the sky's the limit, no pun intended, and great days are before us, and it's not that we control everything, it's how we react. I always say, you can't control what everybody does, the only thing you can control is how you react to what other people do. And we are very, very resilient and strong here, and we are setting the mark in Hillsborough County since October, which is the beginning of our fiscal year. We have broken every hotel taxable revenue record we've ever had. And year to date, Hillsborough County has the highest hotel occupancy rate of the top 25 markets in the country. And that's collective work, because People come here for the beaches, they come here for sports, they come here for events, and so we share in that great pride and that great success.
Thanks, Santiago. Yeah, I think Jeffy mentioned that. I'm not quite sure what the airlines are thinking right now. I don't think the airlines are thinking right now. Everyone's trying to figure out where things are headed going forward. But again, these are short-term issues, in my opinion. Travel, tourism, the airline industry, we've all gone through bad times. I mean, heck, we just had something called COVID not a few years ago, right? So this industry is saying tremendously resilient. So we, you know, at TPA, it's actually our domestic, I think it's more challenging right now than international. Our international is actually still quite strong. Santiago talked about that, so we've actually had our young Olympic back coming in as well. A lot of talk about Canadians, you know, Canadians aren't coming anymore. Well, I can tell you at TPA and market, Canadian visitors or travelers to the airport are actually up 5%. Now, what needs to be seen as we look into this program now, what impacts we might see there as well. But it's important to keep a long-term view. The underlying fundamentals of this market in Tampa Bay are strong and will remain strong. This is an amazing market and people will always want to come here. So with that long-term view, we have challenges as well. Infrastructure, big challenge that we have here within our region. We need to partner and work together across the region to make sure we've got a good infrastructure plan throughout our area. We also need to make sure that we are welcoming region as well. Visitors of all shapes and sizes from all corners of the world as well. So with all the talk going on politically and economically, we need to not lose sight of that as well. So overall, I'm optimistic. And just riding through this local area here, it's emblematic of the resilience of our market. So again, highly optimistic.
Thank you very much. You mentioned you started a little bit off on the infrastructure, but our folks that have talked to me when I explained who was coming today, they said, well, those folks get to be out and around the world and around the country talking to other folks. And when you're talking to our visitors and our customers, is there a feature, a service, an event, a gap in our community that our members here should be thinking about? Maybe that's something that I could offer our new visitors.
Well, I think, you know, the elephant in the room is always transportation and how we move people around. When you come from Europe, you're expecting mass transit. You're expecting to be able to jump on a train. You're expecting to be connected from your airport to the downtown core or the visitor center. We don't have that, right? And we've been talking about that for decades. I've been in the Tampa Bay area now for 22 years, and we've been talking about that. I started my morning off, I'm glad my global entry wasn't taken away, or my passport. I started Clearwater this morning, coming over the bridge, and it took me almost 2 hours to get to Clearwater Beach from where I live, and it took me another hour plus to get from Clearwater Beach over here. So again, transportation, we talked about, continues to be our Achilles heel. I think growing in a smart way, developing destinations with some thought is important. You know, we can learn lessons from other people that have failed. You know, we don't want to oversaturate the market with certain products because then it leads to cannibalism. And you all know that as business people and the competition that exists. So we really need to continue to grow the destination. And I'm talking about both sides of the bay, even up to Pasco County, in a very deliberate and smart way so we don't hurt ourselves at the end.
I take a little bit different approach and not focus on maybe some maybe a gap that exists, but something that we can do here. We are so blessed with a plethora of things to do. There's constantly new museums that are opening, and new events and tournaments that are happening, concerts. We've got tremendous venues all over the Bay Area. And one of the things that I've struggled with personally is keeping up with all these. There's so much, so many great things happening all the time. And so at Visit St. Pete Clearwater, one of the things that we want to do, we've started to do, is educating the industry on all these new things and all these new events and what's happening. You know, when you have a visitor come here to your property and they ask, hey, where do I go? You might know what's going on in your city and you're part of Gulf Boulevard, but there's so much more happening in the surrounding areas. And that's really what makes the Bay Area great, is the diversity of all the communities and that we've got everything. So we want to make sure that we continue to educate frontline staff on what's going on and everyone in this room on all the great new things that are happening in the destination, so that we can communicate that to our visitors when they're here and really enhance their overall experience. And hopefully there's so much to do that they've got to come back a second time and make it all happen.
Yeah, these gentlemen certainly can touch on the best, but you know, who knows what's going to happen with Tropicana, the Rays Stadium, but maybe a multi-use convention center. But transportation and trying to get around is key. We partnered with PSDA and offered the grouper service, which for an nominal fee, $8, and get them our airport now to any place on Florida Beach, getting the same fee. It's just looking for those opportunities, because we all know the roadways in Santiago, it's not easy to get around, even for us locals, and we know the back roads. So it's keeping up with the infrastructure, too, in terms of with the hotel development and high-rises that are being built. You've got to keep up with that, because we don't want visitors to come to the destination and have a negative experience of how long it took them to get from the airport to the beach, and then once they're on the beach, to get to the venues and the attractions and restaurants. So certainly, it's a huge challenge that none of us are going to solve in this room today. It's been ongoing, but it has to be the top topic going forward.
Alex was going to tell us where the best and worst gripper sandwich was, right? Just kidding. Just no pressure. We want to wrap up with telling us the one thing. If our guests here today walk out of here knowing one thing, remembering one thing, what's that one thing?
Yeah, I'm going to start because it's been in the headlines lately and I've had to do a lot of talking about it. I would say you have to protect tourism marketing, promotions, sales. It takes money to make money. We have a room full of business people. And the notion that people will still come to Florida because it's a beautiful state and we got a room full of beautiful people isn't true. Somebody tell that to McDonald's and Coca-Cola and people who spend trillions of dollars marketing. We have to continue to market, incentivize. These gentlemen know airlines don't come here for free. Super Bowls don't come here for free. The Grand Prix doesn't come here because it takes money to put on those major events and to draw tourists and conventioners. So stay vigilant, stay on top of our elected officials. Please do not kill the goose that lays the golden eggs for Florida. I've been going to Tallahassee for years. I never go up there and ask for money. All I ask is let us do our job. We know how to do our job. We're the number one state in the U.S. for tourism. Do not let that go.
Santiago, and to kind of piggyback off of that, I never go and speak without talking about the value of tourism, and this is a perfect opportunity to talk about that. Everyone in this room knows that, but not everyone outside this room knows that. They once you talk to them, they do, but it's up to us to make sure to continue to remind them. So in the Bay Area last year, we had, I think, about 45 million visitors. $20 billion in economic impact. These are big numbers, hundreds of thousands of jobs. It's because of our visitors. And so we always go in the community and talk about this, the value of tourism. Now it's more important than ever. And you know, make sure you remind your folks, whether it's your dental hygienist is the one that always pops up in my mind because it happened to me, or your neighbor, that you know, maybe next time you see that Ohio tag in the left lane of Gulf Boulevard, you know, doing 19 miles an hour, don't get frustrated. Wait your turn, go by, give them a thumbs up, and maybe even better, thank them, because without them, we don't have the beaches out here. These are not natural beaches. They are man-made. They're paid for from visitors with love. So I can't say enough how much I want to drive that home, and it's up to all of us in this room collectively to make sure the folks outside this room understand that.
On our side of the house, the airline airport side of the house, the seats are out there. I mean, don't necessarily get caught up in what you're hearing in the media about airlines cutting back. Yes, they are cutting back, but there still are a lot of seats out there. They're lowering fares because they're nervous too as to what the future holds. Our job is really to get to people and let them know what exists and if everybody's going to tighten their belt, at least keep things affordable. Try to as much as possible, because I think we saw that during the pandemic. People raced to come to Florida because we were open, we were affordable, because we had beautiful beaches, and people wanted to come back after they came here if they've never been here once before. So again, keeping things as positive as you can, no matter what kind of negative news there is out there, because I'm here to tell you, like I said, the airline seats are out there, they're available. It's really attractive for people to want to fly because airfare is really low.
Maybe echo again Santiago's point. Really being a community of folks who are united around marketing that destination. I'm not going to go with Air Metro, especially Virgin to London. We would not have those flights today if it wasn't for our community coming together, partners of the airport, our destination marketing organizations at UBC, our chambers. We would not have that unless those airlines saw us putting in every front, in person, in front of them, telling the story of the country they need. So please keep that up. It's vital. And above nothing else, please support our community. They are so welcome to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dirk. Let's give our panel one more round of applause. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for being here.